QR, is that the frequency? This is Whiskey 8, Quebec Whiskey, W8QW. Anyone around?
Whiskey 8, Quebec Whiskey. This is N8LJN. Name is Ray. How are you?
Hi, Ray. Handle here is Dave. N8LJN, W8QW. Handle here is Dave. Well, I'm stalled right here on northbound 496. 496, I think it's 496. Anyway, it's 127. Northbound, just southeast of Lansing. What a joke this is. Unbelievable.
Name is Larry. I apologize. I may not have spoken that well. You say you're stalled, as in traffic congestion?
Yeah. Sorry, Larry. Yeah, I may have mispronounced your name, too. But, yeah, I've been sitting here just dead stopped for probably the last 10 minutes, and absolutely no movement at all. This is just craziness. I got to believe there's a better way to do this than what the state is currently endorsing. It's unbelievable. Anyway, good morning. Day after election, and son of a gun, the sun came up anyway.
I had to have a little chuckle there. Yeah, I am optimistic about our country. But you never know, and it was a period of great uncertainty. Now that's taken care of, and it's time to move ahead.
Yep, couldn't agree with you more. Yep, and quite honestly, I don't think it really mattered who was elected. It does matter, I understand that. But the bottom line is you got to move forward nonetheless. Can't sit there and cry in your milk. You got to get back in the saddle and ride. I think that's all there is to it, so. But I just am astounded by this traffic backup. It's got to be an accident or something up here that's not right. I can't imagine that just to be stopped like this for this period of time just doesn't make any sense. So anyway, rig here is an FTM 500D. I think that's it. It's more rig than what I need for here in the car, but just kind of got it loosely secured. And running the full 50 watts into just a small mobile mount on the side of the truck. So it's enough to seem to get the job done. Headed towards home, which is north of St. John's, if I get there sometime in the near future.
Well, I was just about to make that comment that hopefully it's not an accident. And maybe it's actually improving the roads. That would be wonderful. Yeah, I'm running a very old Kenwood 731A, which I modded to get cross-band repeat for service events. And I'm on I-69 heading into Lapeer County and back to the QTH.
Wow, that's pretty decent coverage. Now, how far is it full quieting that you have right now on the repeater, and how far do you think you'll be able to do that?
Roger, on the full quieting, I'm only hearing a little bit of hiss, but perfectly readable. And the reason is we're all connected on the Central Michigan Emergency Network, so you must be hitting a repeater out there by Lansing that we regularly hear folks from. But I'm way out here in Lapeer County in the south.
Yeah, that's what I thought Lapeer County was. Yeah, I'm into the 147.2888 machine, and it's one of my favorites, to be very honest with you. I live north of St. John's, between St. John's and Ithaca, and I can hit this with a lot of regularity, both with a vertical antenna and with the Yagi that I have up as well. But most impressively, I could hit it with a mobile antenna all the way up there. I get some hiss on the machine, but it's usually pretty full, pretty quieting. Your signal is solid into the machine. I'm really impressed.
Well, thank you for that signal report. I am hearing a little flutter in the background, so not sure what that is, but the Central Michigan Emergency Network is a wonderful group of volunteers. They have done such a fantastic job to connect all of us through Internet Protocol, and we greatly appreciate being connected to that and trying to serve them. They do an awful lot of tower work, and trying to get out there and help them out when they have a project.
Now, how many machines is this involved in? This is the first I've heard of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. I didn't realize there was such an entity, but I don't know who owns this particular machine, but how many machines are involved in, and where are they principally located?
Well, if you want to find out more information, go, I think it's WACMN.com or .org, not sure. Just look up Central Michigan Emergency Network. They have a number of capabilities. So we're on VHF, VHF, and I think there's UHF repeaters. There's also microwave. They're setting up a set of towers on the eastern, well, actually going right up the trunk of Michigan. Microwave towers, so pretty impressive. They even have video cameras. Whenever they're on a tower, they tend to put up a camera for weather monitoring. Outstanding folks, and so I can't say enough about that. I would say it ranges from where you're at would be kind of the northwest corner across over to Midland, down to us in Lapeer County, and as low as, I always say, Fenton area, somewhere around there, maybe Brighton is able to reach that Fenton repeater.
That's pretty impressive. That's rather unique. That's not bad at all. I get a little bit of flutter, just a very little bit, but not much at all. I am familiar with WACMN, and I don't know why, but that call just kind of rings familiarity with me. So I'll do that. I'll go to the website and see what I can see. But, yeah, it looks like we might be getting ready to move here very shortly, so I better pay attention to what I'm doing, especially with all this backup stuff trying to resolve itself all at once. So anyway, Larry, thanks for coming back to the call. Take care, and I'll hopefully talk to you again. I am going to look up WACMN and see what I can learn. Take care, my friend. Have a great day. Geez, I've forgotten your call. I apologize. WAQW.
WAQW, this is N8LJN, and I apologize. I forgot your name. But I have to get, I'm almost to the QTH myself, so... You have yourself a great day. Your signal's coming in wonderful, and pay attention to that traffic. N8LJN, clear.
Take care, Larry. Have a good one. See ya.
N8LJN, this is ABA5.
You know, I was just thinking about you, Lance. Good morning, Lance. N8LJN here. ABAY, are you going to Snowdrift this year? The dates were just announced yesterday.
You know, that's what I was throwing my call out to see if you saw those dates. And I threw them on my calendar, and it's like I don't have the kids that weekend, so I should be able to go.
Wonderful. Yeah, I've got to find somebody to cover my classes or record them. Yeah, I'm going to make it a big-time priority this year since, thanks to the in-laws, unfortunately they had a conflict and I was unable to make it. So I'm really looking forward to it, Lance, and would love to spend some time with you up there.
Yeah, and the trick now is to maybe finally make it up to LSPR. I've been trying to get up there for the last 2-3 years and just haven't been able to.
Yeah, likewise. I serve on a professional association board, and we always have a conference at the beginning of October, so it makes it very difficult to get to LSPR. But, you know, I really greatly enjoy that element of amateur radio, and, of course, I love rally, But I also enjoy the service activities, so I'm finally getting a go box together for our Aries group here in Lapeer County, and maybe in 2 weeks I'll actually have it running. I've got lots of components, but the wiring is yet to be done, and my friends on the Aries team are always giving me a hard time and shaming me for not having my go box done.
Yeah, right now my go box has four wheels and the daily driver. But I like doing the service too. That's why one of the real reasons I even got into it was to do the bike MS rides and rallies, kind of the bonus. And I had a good time this year and last year, so. Should be a good time.
And I can't agree more. And it's always nice to know operators. And what kind of station are you interested in working? Start, finish? I would love to get on a safety car someday, but I don't doubt that I got to work my way up to that.
Well, I've only done finish radio and start radio, and I think start radio was the better of the two. I was, my car is parked at the start line, so I'm sitting there watching everybody launch. When you're doing finish radio, their cars have slowed down and already, stopped and whatever. Then you don't really get to see any of the action where. When you're at the start, you're sitting there watching them all launch, and your car is specifically put at the line in case they need comms down on the on the stage. They got an ambulance there and your car, and everybody else is further behind.
Well, that's very cool. If I get the opportunity, I'm going to try that this year. Another thing is marshaling. A lot of people like to go to a spectator area, and then I think the enjoyable thing there is with our mobile rig in our cars, we can serve in that area because we've got better propagation coming out of, usually they're in the valleys, of course. So have you thought about marshalling at a spectator area?
Yeah, my thought on that is stay away from the people. I don't want anything to do with like crowd control or anything. That's not my forte, so. Yeah, I like being not in the craziness.
Well, there you go. That's exactly the concern I have for doing that job. Start or a safety car would be a wonderful thing. I've got to make this radio capable of quickly getting plugged into the battery of a zero car. But safety car rather. But I can get set up and be ready just in case.
Yeah, all my radios have to be like that with the lease I'm in. I run everything off cigarette lighters and mag mounts, so that's no problem for me.
Well, Lance, now I am at the QTH, and got to get some things done. So I'm going to say 73, and I really look forward to seeing you again up at Snowdrift. So mark it on your calendar, February 7th and 8th.
Yep, I've already got it on there. Should be a good time. We'll see you there. But yeah, I gotta get back to pretending like I'm working. So we'll say 7-3. This is the AV Gateway.
N8LJN clear.
ZMW monitoring.
ZMW clear.